This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, Social Security COLA and Medicare premiums. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University, and welcome to this week's blog post on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So, occasionally we like to have a little talk about some topics related to Social Security that may not actually be Social Security itself. And today we have a related topic, and it has to do with Medicare premiums. So Medicare premiums, while Medicare is a separate system from Social Security, I think we would all consider it maybe a sibling or at least a cousin to Social Security. And there are some kind of interconnected parts, and that's what I want to talk about today. So first of all, setting the stage, Medicare is mostly for people over the age of 65, and most people over the age of 65 are receiving their health care insurance through the Medicare system. And the Medicare system has different parts to it. Medicare Part A, for instance, is called hospital insurance. And once you have qualified for coverage for Part A, there's actually no premium. So if you have paid into the system for at least 10 years, Part A has been paid for through your withholdings from your paychecks over your at least 10 years worth of work. Medicare Part B, the premiums, there is a premium involved, and that's the more what traditional medical insurance people are familiar with. And the reason why that premium is actually so reasonable, in 2015 it's $104.90 a month, is that you are subsidizing that premium through your payroll deductions over your working life. So essentially, you can think of it as kind of prepaying part of your medical insurance coverage as in the years leading up to your retirement. So it is possible that some higher wage individuals pay more than that $104.90, but that's a topic for a different blog post. So like most things, especially medical related, these Medicare Part B insurance premiums can go up and oftentimes do. They don't go up all the time. They go up and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, takes a look at the Medicare expenses as we end each year and decides if there's a premium increase justified. And for the past couple of years, there hasn't been one. We've been at the $104.90 for a couple of years now, but the last increase was between 2012 and 2013 when the premium went from $99.90 to the current $104.90. So it went up by $5 per month back in 2013. Since then, we've had no premium increases. But there's an expectation that going into 2016, there will be a premium increase. And this is where we start to see the connection to Social Security. The connection is this. Social Security has a provision built into the law called the Hold Harmless provision. And this provision provides protection for people who are on Social Security, receiving Social Security benefits, and having those benefits pay for their Medicare Part B premiums. In other words, the Part B premiums are being withheld from the Social Security payments. So the deposit into your bank every month is the net amount. You get the Social Security benefit, they subtract here in 2015 the $104.90, and you get the net. Well, the Hold Harmless provision protects people in that situation and essentially says that if your Social Security benefits aren't going up, because there's no cost of living adjustment, the Medicare premiums you're being charged cannot go up. What they're trying to prevent is a net reduction in your deposited benefit check in your checking account from one year to the next simply because of Medicare premium increases. They don't want people's spending money, I guess, to decline because the Medicare premiums are going up when Social Security benefits are not. And we saw that happen before. The reason we're talking about it now is that in 2016, right now the expectation, and we won't know for sure until the end of October, so we're about a month and a half away. By that time, we will find out the COLA adjustment for 2016, but at this point, the anticipation is it will be zero, meaning your Social Security retirement benefits for next year will not be increasing for a cost of living adjustment. That's the expectation. We'll see for sure in the end of October. So this leads us to the situation like we saw back in 2010 and 2011. In those 2 years, there was no COLA adjustment for Social Security. So once again, here in 2016, we're going to have, we expect, no COLA adjustment. Well, people that were having their Social Security benefits withheld from their Social Security, the Medicare premiums withheld from their Social Security benefits, they were protected from the Medicare premium increases that took place in 2010 and 2011. What I mean by that is, let's roll back all the way to 2009. In 2009, the Medicare Part B premium was $96.40. That premium went up, technically, in 2010 and 2011. However, in 2010 and 2011, because there was no COLA on Social Security, people who were receiving Social Security benefits and paying their Medicare premiums from those benefits continued to pay the 2009 Part B premium of $96.40, while other people, people who were just entering the Medicare system maybe in 2010 and 2011, or people that had suspended their retirement benefits so they couldn't have their Medicare Part B premiums withheld from their Social Security benefits, saw their premiums go up to $110.50 in 2010 and then $115.40 in 2011. So we had a case in 2011 where there was a group of people, the majority, that were paying $96.40 for their Part B premiums, and other people that were paying $115.40 for exactly the same premium, for the exact same thing. But in 2012, everything equalized. In 2012, Social Security had a COLA adjustment, and that then allowed them to apply Medicare Part B premium increases to all those people that had been protected in 2009 and 2000, or since 2009. This meant, actually, that the premium in 2012 became $99.90 for everyone. So a bunch of people saw theirs increase from 96 to 99, but then the few people that were experiencing increases and were paying 115, they actually saw a reduction in their premium back to 99.90. So that storm, that situation's coming in 2016, at least that's the expectation, but it's a bigger deal this time. Back then, in 2009, 2010, 2011, we saw, for those people not protected by the hold harmless provision, they saw about a 14.6% increase in their premiums in 2010 and about a 4.4% increase in 2011. So it wasn't a huge deal, but there's a small group, about 30% of people in Medicare, that are exposed to this increase, while 70% are protected via the hold harmless provision. Well, in 2016, the expectation at this point, and the final numbers haven't been announced yet, but the expectation is that the Medicare Part B premiums, because they have to apply the entire increase in Medicare expenses to only 30% of participants, because the other 70% are going to be protected by the hold harmless provision, the 30% of people that are exposed are going to pay about $55 a month more than they're paying right now. So they're going to go from about $105 a month to about $160 per month, unless something changes, unless Congress steps in or the CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, decides to set a different premium level. But for the year 2016, the hold harmless provision is going to protect about 70% of Medicare participants from the premium increase, because those people are also receiving Social Security and they're not going to see a benefit increase, so their Medicare premiums aren't allowed to go up. So the burden for everyone is going to fall upon just the 30%, which of course when you spread it out, there definitely have been an increase for everyone. The increase for everyone, if everyone received an increase, everyone would pay about 15% more. As it looks right now, 70% will pay nothing more for Part B premiums, but 30% of people will pay about 52% more in 2016 than they are today. This would include people that are delaying Social Security until 70, for instance, but they're in the Medicare system, and so they're paying the premiums out of pocket. could be people who have filed and suspended in order to enable spousal benefits for their spouse, but they're delaying receiving. Could be people that have just suspended benefits for no other reason than they don't need it right now. There's any number of people, and it turns out to be about 30% of folks who are participating with Medicare do not have the protection of the hold harmless provision. Now, this is bringing up an argument, and there's a lot of people now chiming in on this as this is coming to light, that it seems unfair for the entire burden of these increases to fall on a small group rather than being spread out among everyone. And I think they probably have a point there. But as the law is written, that's how it works right now. We just have never seen this much of an increase applied to a small group, a 52%. Back in 2010, it was only 14.6%. So certainly not zero, but more acceptable, I guess, than 52% increase. So we're bringing this up. There's very few strategies to avoid this. There are some things that you can do. So if you think that you're going to be exposed to this in 2016, you might want to give us a call or reach out to us via email. There is a small window for a group of people that could avoid this if they change their Social Security claiming strategy just a little bit. For some people, it's not going to matter, or it's not enough of a difference to change their plan. But there's some people kind of at the margin that might want to claim their Social Security benefits a couple of months earlier than they intended originally in order to protect themselves from this $55 a month increase that is expected to happen. Now, the exact numbers, this is what's being talked about at this point, but we're still about a month and a half away from seeing them. But if we wait until then to talk about it, it'll be too late for everyone to do anything about it. So that's why I wanted to talk about it now. So if you believe if you're in the Medicare system paying Part B premiums and you are not having them withheld from your Social Security benefits, you might want to reach out to us very shortly because you pretty much have to the end of October to do something about it. So hopefully this has been helpful. If you know anyone else who's in this situation, you might want to point them this way to this blog post. I know it's a complicated topic to try to follow, but I tried to sum it up there. If you're not having your Medicare premiums withheld from your Social Security benefits, if you're paying them out of pocket instead, you are exposed to this increase. You are part of that 30% bucket that's going to see an increase in their socials or in their Part B premiums. There might be a protection from it, but we would have to find out more about your personal situation. So thank you for joining us this week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. We will be back with you next week with a brand new blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Salner, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.